column to comparable, the commercial life. Well, folks, commerce for the day has commenced, and I'm sure we are in for a great day of commodity trading. Other commuters are lined in columns along the highway, at the railway station and on bus. It is a wonder that the comedy of this life escapes us, but it would take a comet striking the earth to shake us from our comic and absurd ways. As the commentator continued his running commentary about the day's event, Beth and Lisa simply frowned. "I hate that guy," said Beth. "He's always so smug as he commits thoughts into our heads whether we like them or not. I've even heard that he gets a bigger commission whenever people complain. It's like there is this committee out there trying to remind us about the combustibility of our commercial lifestyle. I know it's not natural, living in steel buildings, wearing the same suits, driving the same cars day after day. But there's no comparable alternative. I don't want to go back to living in some cave. You can commemorate me at my grave if anyone ever forces me to do that." "Yeah, but his commitment and telling the truth are honourable. And I like his command of the English language. He speaks so well. I mean, think of it. He's right. Everything we do is about surviving in the economic structure that has been forced on us. I bet if we combined all the money traded here in one day, we could cure cancer and do away with poverty," responded Lisa. "Lisa, I never knew you," said Beth with a frown as she sat down in her cubicle that was identical to that of every other person in the office.